You got a couple friends, but you're not involved. The mother niggas traffic, so cut them off. If you gon' waste your time, it should be mine. So come and put that body in my ride. I'm tryna fill your checklist.
Okay, okay.
Forget about your exes.
Okay, okay.
Girl, let me put you up on game tonight. I'll show you how a real one treats you right. Oh, so baby, come and get comfortable. We can take it nice and slow. For you, it's been too long. Baby, let me show you what I'm on. You deserve purses, they're Birkin. Your body sit perfect, you worth it. You know what it is, you can get it on sight. Put you on a flight, have you tripping overnight. You deserve roses, a dozen. Hit you with a little 12 play, I learned it. You know what it is, you can get it on sight. Put you on a flight, have you tripping overnight. Oh yeah. Hop out them clothes, I want you close. Let's have a toast, see where the night goes. Don't care about time, cause girl, you got mine. Pick what you like, just need your shoes on. So baby, come and get comfortable. We can take it nice.
As he said, come and get comfortable. We can take it nice and slow. I have waiting. The man, the one who took H-Town from when they dropped it off, he picked it up. Denarian from Houston, Texas. I know a little something about Houston, but this brother right here, when we come back, we gonna drop it. And I say, when I say drop it, we gonna drop it. We gonna drop Deserve It. The one he just dropped. Body, Lost in the Sauce, Wild Out, Cuff, Scream, Want That. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're going to find that out here shortly. All that and more when we come back.
You are now tuned into Urban Voice Media.
D, what's going on, baby?
Yo, yo, what's the word, man?
I know it's real early out there in H-Town, man, but we got to give it to him, man. The East Coast, we got to have you, baby. We got to have you.
Thank you, man. It's all good, man. I'm up at it, man. So I'm always up early anyway, so ain't no thing, man. How y'all doing? How you doing, man?
Now, you heard me run down that list. Body, Deserve It, Lost in the Sauce, Wild Out, Cuff, Scream, Want That. I know Deserve It is the hottest one now. But before Deserve It, what was your hottest one that everybody was screaming over?
Oh, man, it was a tie, man, between Wild Out and Body. You know, Wild Out and Body, man. You had a seductive record, man, that was just crazy and sexy for the ladies. You know, even strippers could dance to it, or even just two people that's in love can fall in love with the record. And then you had Wild Out, which just was a, you know, up-tempo smash, man, for dance moves, you know what I'm saying, hitting the dance floor and being very sexy, just letting the girl, you know, be herself. So it was, you know, in the 808s on that joker, it was just nice, man, the beat and everything. So it was a tie, man, I want to say, between those two previously.
I was reading a little bit up on your bio, and it said that at the age 12, you found a liking for Ron Isley, David Ruffin, and Luther. Those three are different artists.
Yeah, they're very different, man. My dad threw me out there with David Ruffin, man. His favorite artist was, you know, the Temptations and Sam Cooke. So he would always, you know, play that every time we get in the car, man. It was always some type of Ronald Isley or the Temptations or, you know, just David Ruffin, even when he was a solo artist, you know. So I would always get this. That's definitely Sam Cooke as well. So I was always getting the old school stuff, man, at an early age, you know, even though I didn't want to sing, you know, at certain times. But it was still, you know, it was soaking, you know, in my brain, man, like a sponge. So,
you know what, D, it's amazing that you say that, man. I found a lot of artists saying, you know, in their early, they knew they could sing or they felt it, but they didn't want to do it. At what age did you say, you know what, I think I can do this right here?
So I want to say, I want to say when I was like around 16, 17, I was pretty much convinced that I know I can sing. I know I'm capable of doing this. You know, I know that this is something that I want to do in life. I wasn't taking it serious because at the time I was a kid, I still wanted to do kid things. And then I knew it was going to take a lot of my time from being a kid, you know, and investing in myself. And I didn't have the money at that time as well. But I just, you know, growing up after that, you know, once I started getting my own job and stuff like that, two different jobs, I started investing in myself. Let me try this out. And it started working because I started getting a lot of feedback, great feedback on my music, you know, start writing here and there, you know, just getting on the phone with different females. Like, hey, check this out. What you think about this song? I just think about, you know, just writing something and then start singing it to them. They'll love it.
And now, nowadays, I mean, even though you cultivated your love for music around Ron Isley, David, and Luther, nowadays...
I can't really hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Who do people say you sound like or they kind of compare you to?
Man, it's crazy. They've been saying like Tyrese or maybe sometime I've heard Tank, you know, or even Avant. I've heard Avant at times too.
I was listening to one of your songs and I think it was, which one was it? I want to say it might have been Wild Out.
Hmm.
I was listening to, and I could hear Tank in it. Okay. I can hear you and Tank on stage doing a song together.
Yeah.
It was something about that, man.
You never know, man. It may happen one day, bringing it to fruition. You know what I'm saying?
Now, who are some of the guys that you've actually been on stage with or opened up for?
Yeah, so I've been on stage with Ginuwine as well. I've also opened up for Ginuwine. I've opened up for Drew Hill, opened up for Music Soul Child, Case, Wale, and the Hamiltones. Can't forget about those guys because they can put on a great show as well. You know, it's been a number of different artists, man, and Jagged Edge as well. There's more to come. I even, you know, I've shared the stage with Adina Howard. So, man, it's just been so much love, man, and support. So, and to piggyback upon your question, you know, what kind of made me just know, like, I'm in this thing for the long run. I knew when I had got confirmation from Ginuwine when he heard me sing, you know, I was like, okay, I know I'm here to stay, and I want to do this because I know I can do exactly what you guys are doing, and you just confirmed that with me. So that was like icing on the cake.
Did you feel Ginuwine being like a big brother to you? I mean, where are you within age range? Are you within the same age range with Ginuwine or a little younger?
Oh, I'm way younger. I'm way young. He's in his 50s, man. I'm still in my 30s, man. But oh, okay. I listening to, you know, his records, you know, I was listening to 100% Ginuwine or the Pony or, you know, all that good stuff when I was, you know what I mean? But... yeah, man, I look up to him as a brother in musically, you know what I'm saying? In the music business, he's definitely a great inspiration because, man, he still gets it. You know, he still sell out shows. Like,
was there a certain pointer that he gave you, like, on stage performance pointer and said, hey, D, you need to do this. You should do this. Is it something like that he gave you that you said, thank you, brother?
Absolutely, man. You know, just being more enthused into the crowd, be more hands on with your fans, touching, just touching hands, giving out roses, you know what I'm saying? Just do something, some type of prop to keep them engaged while you're singing, because the singing part is already there, you said. Mm-hmm. So now it's time to make sure the entertain part of it, you know, what if you bring props or what if you bring a female on stage or something. You know, you have, you know, keep your crowd engaged in your show, make it an experience.
Your style of music, who is it more geared toward? Is it geared solely for the ladies or is it for everyone, the guys and the ladies?
I want to say it's for everyone. It's catered to the ladies, But I need my fellas, I want my fellas to know that I'm singing this to help you guys, man. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you guys don't know how to express a certain way to your lady or to a certain female, you know, use my music. You know, play this record.
Now, you write and produce, correct?
Just write. Not producing. Just only.
Have you found that one song where you can say, this is for the guys? Something, you know, something that, you know how when Steve Harvey came out with the book, Telling All the Secrets of, quote, men who aren't honest.
Yeah.
To their ladies. Is there a song that you've been thinking about saying, hey, what can I make a song for the guys that tell the ladies the different version of how we truly feel on the inside?
I haven't released it yet. It's already done, but I haven't released it yet, man.
Yes.
A step ahead. I have it, though. But I
I'll wait for it. I'll wait for it. Hey, I'll buy that bad boy 10 times.
There we go. Yeah, I got it, man. You already a couple of steps ahead of me, man. You already on it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to release it pretty soon. You know, it's just a few steps I got to do. So I'm going to put it out the correct way.
You made my day, man. I'm going outside after this video, after this interview. I'm going outside and I'm skipping down the road, coming back. Nobody know why I'm skipping.
Hey, just let them know why you're skipping. They'll understand it.
Yeah,
but man.
You have a song that you released last month, right? Deserve It?
Deserve It. February 1st. Just released it within the past 30 days. Yeah.
Before I play the video, could you tell me a little bit about how you came up with the concept of it?
Absolutely, man. I was looking for an up-tempo beat. I was looking for something up-tempo because I feel that, you know, I've been doing these other different records up-tempo, but I was like, I wasn't confident enough to... I wanted to always make something better than my last record. Always. That's even the next record I come out with, I want it to be better than the next one. So I wanted to make sure that this up-tempo record meant something about the ladies to make them feel a little bit better. I gave them something to dance to. Now I want them to feel good. When I say that, I came up with the concept about a lady that just deserves it all. And I wanted to say, just give her everything, give her this, give her that. And so Mary J. Blige, man, she inspired one of the records, you know, that she had on her first album. Well, it was the 411 that kind of inspired this record, and a song by Music Soul Child called Money Right that inspired this record as well. But I end up getting reached out to my homie Trey Ace. He's from Atlanta. He's based out of Atlanta, Trey Ace, and we put our heads together, man. And I told him what the concept was. I want to give a lady everything, you know. I deserve it. This, she deserves that. I'm capable of giving her this. And we put our heads together, and I ran across this record with Ben Blades, man, the producer. And it was very catchy from the beginning. It's just like, as soon as it comes on, it's very catchy. And I was like, okay, I need that. It was something refreshing, something different. And me and Trey, we put our heads together, and I orchestrated how I wanted the beat, and how I wanted the lyrics to go. And voila, man, Deserve It came, you know what I'm saying? So, and you know, the video, I was like, man, I can't put this out without a video. So, J. Mims, the director, he heard it. He's like, man, I'll do this, I'll do that. We sat down and wrote out a treatment about it, you know. And it was just a blessing, man, how everything came together about from the car dealership to the boutique, and you know, to the home, to giving her the home. And it was a blessing how everything just came about. We shot it all pretty much in a day and a half. Pretty much supposed to be one day, but the weather, but pretty much a day. And man, it was nice, man. We did it. And now we have it, man. Deserve It, man. It's doing great. And, you know.
Now, the lovely lady you have in the video, how did you come across with her?
Man, I just reached out to her. Somebody had told me about her. And then I just reached out to her because I've seen her. I can tell that she was an actress. And I was looking for somebody that can act as well. Not just be a model, because when it comes to B-roll, you have to know what you're doing. You have to know that you're comfortable in front of the camera of what we're doing here. It has to look real, not just look good for the camera. You have to look great. You know what I'm saying? You have to sell what we're trying to give. And so I can tell the way what she was doing, how she was doing her TikTok videos. You know, she went viral on TikTok and Instagram for in a green dress, green or yellow dress, whichever one they say it is, you know, for looking for her man. And she's consistent. She's always posting. She has her numbers up and she went viral. And she actually does know how to act. She's like 9 or 10 years in the game of being an actress. So I said, well, these are all the dots, you know, all these, it checks out. Why not reach out to her and see? And I shot her the concept, shot her the song. She loved it. She knew it was R&B. It wasn't nothing explicit.
Right.
I said, man, do it.
Man, hey, she looks like she was meant for that role, man. That smile, the beauty that she has. God, yeah. Here it is right here. The exclusive. Deserve it.
Yeah, you know yeah. You need a real man, Eli.
Boy, stop playing.
You know I love it.
I love you too.
But listen, man, you deserve it all. So leave work right now. I got some things I want to give you.
For real?
You deserve it all. So come with me right now.
Okay. All right.
You got a couple friends, but you're not involved. The mother traffic, so cut them off. If you gon' waste your time, it should be mine. So come and put that body in my ride. I'm trying to fill your checklist.
Okay, okay.
Forget about your exes.
Okay, okay.
Girl, let me put you up on game tonight. Show you how a real one treats you right. Oh, so baby, come and get comfortable. We can take it nice and slow. But you spent too long, baby. Let me show you what I'm on. You deserve purses, that Birkin. Your body sit perfect. You worth it. You know what it is, you can get it on sight. Put you on that flight, have you tripping overnight. You deserve roses, a dozen. Hit you with a little 12 play, I love it. You know what it is, you can get it on sight. Put you on that flight, have you tripping overnight. Hop out them clothes, I want you close. Let's have a toast, see where the night goes. Don't care about time, cause girl, you got mine. Pick what you like, just need your shoe size. So baby, come and get comfortable. We can take it nice and slow. But you spent too long, baby, let me show you what I'm on. You deserve purses, that Birkin. Your body sit perfect, you worth it. You know what it is, you can get it on sight. Put you on that flight, have you tripping overnight. You deserve roses, yeah. A dozen. Hit you with a little 12, let it load it. You know what it is, you can get it on sight. Put you on that flight, have you tripping overnight.
Oh, yeah. All I wanna do,
show you the world so you know it's yours. Buy you them things that it can't afford. You deserve purses, that Birkin. Yeah. Your body sit perfect, you worth it. You know what it is, you can get it on sight. Put you on that flight, have you tripping overnight. You deserve roses, a dozen. Hit you with a little 12 play, I love it. You know what it is, you can get it on sight. Put you on that flight, have you tripping overnight.
Yeah. Oh yeah, coolest. Don't give them too much. Don't cut them short neither. Yeah.
Action.
Now, D, I got a discrepancy with your video, bro.
Oh, man.
I got a discrepancy. You said don't give them too much. Bruh, you at the Bentley. You got the magic. That tub is just fabulous. All the clothes coming in, Fendi, Gucci, Louis. And you said don't give them too much, but don't cut them too short. Bruh, I got to get 3 jobs, man, just because of you.
That'll make it hard out here for us, huh?
I love it, man. I love it. And the whole time looking at it, I'm like, dude, look at how happy she is.
Happy,
this
man.
Lady is overly happy.
That's what the whole plan was, man, to make her overexcited, over happy. And you know what's crazy, man, in that video, Chantel, I didn't have to tell her nothing. Like, I didn't have to tell her nothing. Everything that how she was doing that, running through the house, going up the stairs, being excited and stuff, I didn't have to tell her nothing, man. Going from car to car, she just did all that on her own. Let the camera roll. I was like, man, it was fun, man.
Well, you know, D, you may have to keep her then. In the next video and the next video and the next. You may have to, you know what I'm saying? You said it. You said Ron Isley was an idol to you. So Ron kept some of the same ladies in the videos.
That's true. That's true. That's true. He did. From the girl from JS.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. Bruh, have you been to the DMV yet?
I haven't. Well, I haven't been to Baltimore, D.C. I have been to Virginia. Mm-hmm. I've been to Virginia, but I haven't been to Baltimore, D.C. But I want to come to that area, Charlotte, all that good stuff. I don't think Charlotte's DMV, but I want to come to all that, man.
Yeah, we're a little below them, but I'm connected with an entertainment company, and I got people up in the DMV, man. They're doing big things up in Maryland, D.C. area, man. And you blow the house down, man.
Hey, man, I need to come up there, man. I need to come up there, you know. And I haven't been, so I would definitely want to see what the DMV is about. You know what I'm saying? On the R&B, neo soul, all that good stuff, live entertainment. I want to come check it out.
They'll accept you with open arms, man. With open arms, they'll accept you.
That's a blessing.
Any shows you got linked up right now?
Man, you know what's crazy? I actually have a show tonight, man, at the O2 Lounge here in Houston. I'm doing a live show here. And then tomorrow, I'm headed to San Antonio to do a live show. And then I have to do an FM radio interview out there as well. Then the next week, the next week after that, I'll be in Lake Charles, Louisiana, man, for a Black Heritage Festival. And then April Fool's Day, which is April 1st on a Saturday, I'll be in Texarkana. And I'll be in Texarkana. I'm opening up for Cut Close and Rome and Jay Holiday and somebody else. So that's going to be fun out there in Texarkana. And then I think I have something else going on in Iowa with Genuine. I just came back last weekend from Seattle with Genuine. Man, it was so much fun out there in those casinos. We had two shows out there. It was so much fun, man.
What's the biggest stage you've been on?
Oh, man, the biggest stage I've been on was Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. It was a festival out there. It was the State Fair. I'm sorry. It was the State Fair, man. It was 10,000 people out there in front of that stage. And that was the biggest that I've ever sung in front of. And it's weird because I think about me messing up on a small stage in front of a small crowd compared to a big stage. I have way more fun with a whole lot of people. If I, you know what I'm saying, with all those different people, you would think, like, man, it's going to be crazy. I'm nervous. I was nervous a bit. I was ready for that stage. You know what I'm saying? And that was my first time, everything. You know what I'm saying? It was fun, though, man. That was my biggest stage.
We got someone up in the DMV, Sonora Thompson Scott. She says, we are the real deal up in the DMV. Come on up.
Oh, okay.
That's an invitation. That's an invitation, D.
Invitation. Hey, I love invitations. I don't go nowhere if I'm not invited. So if I'm invited, hey,
the door's open for you, bro.
There we go. Okay, man. I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
So you're saying the smaller spots that you perform at, why is that just a little bit more nervous for you or intense?
I don't know, man. It's been like that for years. I still get up there and kill it and do my thing, but it's like I'm always in my thought process runs a little faster with, you know what I'm saying, when I'm with a smaller crowd compared to a big crowd. It's always been like that, but I'm never nervous where I know I'm not going to sing or something or I'm just getting up there scared. I still get up there and do my thing, but just before I get on stage, you know, I'm always like, man, what's going on? But as soon as I start singing, it's out the window. As soon as I start singing,
I feel you. Do you travel with the band or without the band, or does it depend on the promoter?
Depends on the promoter. depends on the promoter. But sometimes we use to make it cheaper, they end up, you know, having a band already there, and we just go from there. But I have traveled with the band before.
Does it make it more comfortable being on stage with the band for you, as far as killing that nervousness and really just jumping into it?
Yeah, it's way better with the band because there's more freedom to do anything, you know, break stuff down and bring it back. With a track, you know, you just got to run straight through it, you know. So with a band, man, you can keep on playing because it's a certain crowd that's moving, you know what I mean? But it's more freedom. So I love it with the band, you know. Even if it's just a 3-piece or 4-piece band, I love it. But yeah, man.
Now I know you hitting the charts there in Texas area, Louisiana area. What other states is playing you on the radio? You getting a lot of reception from them?
Man, we trying to get Florida right now, man. So Florida as of trying to get the record over there. So and Oklahoma as well too. Mm-hmm. Back in Oklahoma. So those are different reasons that I'm trying to work. And trying to get something in Mississippi, but as of right now, I have Texas, Louisiana, and the beginning of working with Oklahoma as of right now.
Well, you know, I'm gonna sit down and talk with iMerge PR and see if they can push something here in Charlotte to get the radio stations here in Charlotte to go ahead and start pumping your music, man. Because hey, it's like food on a plate; it's delicious, man. We got to eat that bad boy up.
I'm really confident in this record compared to all my other records because I know it's very radio worthy. It can be competed. It can be competition to other records that's out there right now, whether if it's R&B or hip hop. I produced a great record out for the fans or just for different people in general that wants new, fresh R&B. You know, I think that deserve it. Even if it wasn't sung by me, I think this record is just a good record to have, you know.
You stated something. Well, by you stating that, what for the young artist that's rising up, what could you give them? What type of inspiration could you give those guys or words you can give those guys as to try to do this versus doing that in reference to getting radio play?
Man, it's three different things. It's a few things. You know, for one, it's consistency. You have to stay consistent in this business in order to make it. You know, you have to stay, reason why I'm saying consistent, because people are always going to know what you're up to. Your fans are going to know what you're doing now, you know, always in the know. So stay consistent doing shows, doing music, you know, and just doing fresh new music. Secondly, I want to say that you have to have patience and faith. That's all in one right there. Patience and faith in yourself. And you have to know that where you're going is going to take time. You know, don't give up. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in your team, that the people that's around you that you're placing. Mm-hmm. You know, and have patience that you know one day your time is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, invest in yourself strategically. Knowing how to put the money behind you, where to go and what to do, and the people that you have to put that money in front of. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, make the moves the smart way. Don't, you know, just use your money correctly. You know, where to market yourself. Those are three things that I can say to any striving artist, that young striving artist that's trying to get into the game, whether it's hip hop or rap, R&B. You know, stay consistent, have faith and patience, and invest correctly.
That's great, man. That's great. And it sounds like you've, especially with all the people that you've been around and performed around, you've learned a lot. And you've got, as my teacher says, Black King. You went from Prince to now being the King. And oh, yeah. We want to see that King on the East Coast.
Man,
slide, as you said, you're going down to Florida. You come on up the East Coast, hit 95, then jump on 85 to hit Charlotte.
Man, I've been all up the East Coast. I've performed in New York. I've been through Pittsburgh and performed. Haven't been to Philly yet. I've been through Florida and performed. Of course, Atlanta. So all that East Coast time, I just haven't touched Charlotte yet, man. I want to get to Charlotte and the DMV. I want to check all that out, man. Baltimore and DC. I want to check you guys out, man.
And see, actually, D, around Charlotte, you got several different spots you can hit. You can hit Columbia, which is like 45 minutes from Charlotte. Then you can hit Greensboro, which is like an hour from Charlotte. And then hit Raleigh-Durham. Slide on up to Baltimore, Maryland, Baltimore, D.C., Virginia, Richmond.
I forgot about Raleigh. Yeah, I heard about Raleigh, man.
Yeah, deep, man, deep. That right there is deep.
I got cities over there, man. Oh man, I thought I was touching the surface. I haven't even touched the surface yet.
Nah. You ain't did nothing, bro. You got to come on out here and experience some of this. Yeah. Hey, y'all ain't the only ones that got crawfish and crabs down there, man. We got them over here too.
Oh, y'all got them. On Shoot, man, we got all the swamps over here, man. You already know, man. They all down.
Gee, it was great talking to you, brother. If you do come out with something new, release something new, please feel free to contact Urban Voice Media. You can also also reach back out to Tangie over at iMerge PR. We've been more than happy to set up an interview with you, get you back on the show, and let's chop it up again as to what you're doing new, where you been, and them show dates. We got to get them. We got to get those show dates.
Yes, sir, man. I tend to open over there. We're trying to work on something to get over there to North Carolina, man. So definitely when I bring out some new music, you guys are going to be one of the first ones to know about it, man. So I'm going to definitely let you guys know out there, man. Tangie, I'm sure she's going to take care of me. So, yeah, man, we're going to get it popping, man. I want to say I thank you for the opportunity, and hello to all your fans. I appreciate you guys so much for checking out Deserving, man. Thank y'all.
Well, what I'm going to do, D, I'm going to give you last words. And once again, it's good seeing you, good hearing the positivity of the great works that you're putting in. I can't wait for that track for us. Hey, I'm going to stay you. I'll stay on that. I'm going to be all up in your DMD. Where is that? Where is that? But brother, I'm going to give you last words, man.
Man, thank you so much, man. Hey, I appreciate you guys for the opportunity, man. It's your boy, Denayer, and checking in, man, right here at the round table. Hey, you can follow me. Be sure to follow me. Keep up with me with everything. I'm always acting crazy online somewhere, but it's Denayer Music. It's at Denayer Music. That's DenaronMusic. I'll spell it one more time for you guys. It's DenaronMusic. Denayer Music on all platforms, man. Y'all check me out. I greatly appreciate it, man. Many blessings to everybody that's under the sound of my voice, man. Peace and love, the R&B gentleman.
Until next time, brother, you stay blessed, man.
Thank you.